The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, I'm Ian McIntosh and welcome to Track FC. Yes, we've done a naming rights deal. We're no longer Route 1. But listen, nothing else has changed. We're still the same show with the same commitment to great football content and the same aversion to wibble and faff. And what is Track? Well, we can't actually tell you yet. But when we can, you're going to love it. For now, let's just say that we have the same values and we'll leave it at that. And so, let's get started. We've got a fantastic weekend of Premier League football ahead of us. So many really good games and so much potential for a surprise result. And we're going to start with my sneaky pick for the weekend, Nottingham Forest to beat Arsenal. Now, stick with me. Forest will be stinging after getting themselves knocked out of the cup by Wrexham and offering Sean Dyche the chance to deploy one of my favourite post-cup exit cliches.
Well, it's one of them, isn't it? They all knock on your door and say, why aren't you playing? Well, the evidence is quite honestly there.
Forest will be well rested. That was a Friday game, so they'll have had 8 days off compared to Arsenal, who sent out a pretty strong side for their League Cup victory over Chelsea on Wednesday. And remember Forest's last league game, that massive win over West Ham. That's bought them a 7-point gap over the Hammers. Now, it's not enough for them to relax, but it's certainly enough for them to play without crippling fear of making a mistake. And they're at home. The crowd will be noisy. It's going to be raining. I'm sniffing a shock result here. Matt Davis Adams is a Forest fan and a regular on the Totally Football Show. Matt, I'm onto something here, aren't I?
What's the most polite way I can say? Absolutely not, Ian. Well, how about some facts? Set pieces. Arsenal have scored 12 from them this season in the Premier League this season. Forest have conceded 11. Forest have also regressed massively in recent weeks after the initial Dyche bounce. Did you see the West Ham game? Awful. Very lucky to win. Add in the fact our only striker, Igor Jesus, has precisely one Premier League goal this season, and the fact Forest have blanked in the last three games against the Gunners, and I am struggling to share your optimism. At least Ollerain is back, so it's the back five that works so well for Forest. Last term that will start here, but I just can't see where the goals come from. And having been in attendance to watch Arsenal bully Chelsea on Wednesday, I fear a drubbing is incoming. I hope you're right, and I'm wrong, though.
Fine, be like that. I'm still putting a quid on it. The weekend begins, though, with the Manchester derby, where Michael Carrick will be the sixth permanent or long-term interim manager to take on Pep Guardiola's City. And in case you're wondering, the last United manager to finish above City, yeah, it was Sir Alex Ferguson. So, could United do it on Saturday? Well, some of the same Forest factors apply. They'll be fresher than City, having not played in midweek, but they haven't actually won a game since that dog-awful Boxing Day 1-0 over Newcastle, and there's been so much upheaval. Football is delightfully manic, so you wouldn't rule it out, but but no, I'll keep my quid on Forest. Saturday afternoon grants us 5 3pm kickoffs, so I highly recommend getting Five Live on and enjoying the novelty of it all. I'm not above suddenly volunteering to do some DIY or cleaning in these situations. You know, buy yourself some me time and get some stuff done. It's a winning formula. The Misery Derby, Spurs versus West Ham, is the standout game there. It's just one win in 7 for Tottenham, one win in 11 for the Hammers, though they did at least beat QPR last week in the Cup. I don't know if Thomas Frank can survive a defeat here, but who knows, maybe the arrival of Conor Gallagher and some desperately needed energy in the midfield can spark some sort of revival. Poor old Liam Rosinha was dragged around social media on Friday after footage emerged of him going full Brent.
In English, manage, if you split the two words, it's man, age. You're aging men.
But no amount of man-agement speech is going to spare him another dragging if the Blues lose to Brentford on Saturday. And when you look at the form book, you have to say it's at least possible. The Bees have won 4 of their last 5 games in the Premier League, including 2 on the road, which used to be their weak point. They've also only conceded 3 in their last 6. That could be an interesting one. Liverpool-Burnley. That surely won't be interesting, will it? You've been listening to the show long enough to recall my belief that Burnley are not as bad at football as they look, but surely a win at Anfield isn't going to happen, is it? Palace need a result, but they have to go to Sunderland. And have you seen Sunderland's record at the Stadium of Light? Played 10, won 5, drawn 5, lost none. Now, Palace did actually win 3 away games on the bounce in December, but they haven't won since. And then we have Leeds, whose impressive run of 7 games unbeaten came to an end on January the 7th in a 4-3 thriller at Newcastle. They play Fulham, whose impressive run of 4 wins and 2 draws from their last 6 Premier League games is still very much active and could be extended still further with a win here. Sunday presents us with the chance to check out Rob Edwards' new-look Wolves. Now look, we all wrote them off, no revisionism here, but they are unbeaten since December 27th, when they absolutely could have got something from Anfield. They drew Old Trafford, they thrashed West Ham, they drew Everton, they thrashed Shrewsbury. But still, this is progress after a run of 12 straight defeats. Can they beat Newcastle? If they did, they'd be on double figures and possibly just 4 points off West Ham. Your final game of the weekend is Aston Villa-Everton. We're going to learn a lot about the Villains over the coming weeks. They have been brilliant, recovering from a start that saw them fail to win a league game until September 28th. But can they keep this pace up as European football returns? How much can they give here and still have something left for the trip to Istanbul and Fenerbahce in midweek? If you do fancy a surprise result this weekend, our friends at FitzDares are offering 5-1 on Forest to win, 12-5 on United to win, and a whopping 12-1 if you think Burnley will go to Anfield and win. If you like those odds or you'd like to see other odds and you're over 18, check out FitzDares.com, but please gamble responsibly. If you heard a mysterious tinkle of laughter on the wind on Wednesday night just after 10 p.m, do not be alarmed. That was the entire football world laughing at Real Madrid, who sacked the manager they hired to launch a cultural revolution in the dressing room. Because he launched a cultural revolution in the dressing room, they replaced him with his assistant, and then they got dumped out of the cup by a team currently battling to avoid relegation to the third flight. Well, Madrid have Levante at home on Saturday. That's on La Liga TV. You wouldn't usually consider that game a risk, but who knows? If they do lose and Villarreal beat Betis away in the evening, that's on Disney Plus, well, Villarreal will be just 1 point behind Real Madrid with a game in hand. Barcelona are the late game on Sunday night. They play Real Sociedad at 8 p.m. That's on Premier Sports. In Italy, leaders Inter are away at Udinese at 2 p.m. on Saturday. Second place Milan are in their late Sunday slot on TNT and DAZN. They are at home to Lecce. And Napoli are third. They have Sassuolo on Saturday. No doubt as to the big game in Germany, it's on Sky and it's RB Leipzig against Bayern Munich. That's the Saturday tea time game. Leipzig's rivals for second place are Dortmund, who have what really should be a straightforward game at home to San Paoli. But, well, It's a difficult league to predict, outside Bayern Munich anyway. And in France, the big boys go off early. Monaco have Lorient at 6 p.m. tonight. PSG play Lille at 8 on Amazon pay-per-view. If the Parisians, who lost in the cup to the markedly poorer Parisians in midweek, if they win, they will go top again, at least until Lens play Auxerre at 4 p.m. Alas, the most exciting league in the world, the Scottish Premiership, is off this weekend. It's Scottish Cup instead, so Hearts will stay 6 points clear at the top for another week. And finally, the Championship. There's a good game on Friday if you're in. It's West Bromwich Albion, hello Isaac, with their new manager Eric Ramsey facing off against second place Middlesbrough, who could reduce Coventry's lead to 3 points, at least until Saturday at 12:30 when the Sky Blues take on Leicester. Look out for Ipswich, though. They've got Blackburn at home, and if Borough do slip up, well, make room for the Tractor Boys in the top two. Also, and I do feel that we've been so rude about them all season that we owe them this, look out for Watford. 4 wins in a row under the long-serving Xavi Grazia. They are sixth right now. They've got fifth-place Millwall at home on Saturday, and if they win, they could go fourth. Oh, and by the way, listeners to the Odds Law podcast will recall, hopefully, that I tipped Senegal for AFCON. Well, they've made it as far as the final. They play Morocco on Sunday night. That's on E4. What else has been happening? Well, Gareth Southgate has popped up on LinkedIn with a particularly erudite and interestingly timed post about the authority of managers and the debate about their job titles. Now, his LinkedIn profile describes him as a leader, manager, and coach, and he writes that the running order there is really important. The leader, says Southgate, operates in the public eye, engaging fans, setting the vision, shaping the culture, and championing and protecting the players and staff. The manager is managing stakeholders, departments, and people, maximizing collaboration, and making plans stay on track. Oh, and don't forget the role of persuading 25 financially independent elite performers to put collective purpose ahead of their ego. Finally, he says the coach works on the pitch, setting the style of play, preparing tactics to exploit opponents, and developing the technical abilities of individual players. It's really interesting stuff. You should check it out. The whole thread's very, very good. And what an interesting thing to say at a time when the Manchester United job is vacant and the Tottenham job might be about to come vacant. Also weighing in with interestingly timed comments is one Jurgen Klopp, who was interviewed on Austrian TV this week and was asked if his phone had been ringing in the wake of Xabi Alonso's sacking. It has, boomed Klopp, though not from Madrid. Curiouser and curiouser. Let's all keep an eye on the Monday night football slot on Sky Sports after the weekend. That's Bournemouth-Brighton. That is a textbook shop window. And finally, just as we're about to hit the big red button, Spurs announced the appointment of John Heitinger as first team assistant coach. Heitinger was sacked as manager of Ajax in November. He's been on the staff in the past at Liverpool and West Ham. What does it mean for Thomas Frank? Only time and future episodes of this show will tell. That's it from us for now. I've been Ian McIntosh. Your producer was Helena Fremantle. We'll be back on Monday. Have a lovely weekend.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.